And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for your complete internet hookup. Taking a look at area softball scores from Wednesday, it was Arweva over Cam by a score of 11-8. Charter Oak Ute down in Coon Rapids Bayard 13-3. Council Bluffs TJ beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, or actually beat Council Bluffs St. Albert yesterday, 16-6. It was Denison Schleswig over Harlan, 7-4. Elsewhere in softball, West Central Valley fell to Earlham, 11-0. It was Exira EHK blanking Adair Casey, 12-0. IKM Manning was a 9-zip winner over AHST. Lennox beat East Union 13-7 in softball action. Also, Missouri Valley was a 8-6 winner over Logan Magnolia. Oakland Riverside downed Audubon by a score of 9-2. Sioux City East beat Glenwood 7-3. It was Southwest Valley over Red Oak 12-0. Stanton a 21-0 winner over Orion Magsburg. Tri-Center beat Underwood 6-4 in softball. And it was West Harrison over Glidden Ralston 17-3. Winterset beating Ballard 3-1. In baseball action, Arweva was a 7-6 winner over Cam. Audubon got past Oakland Riverside 5-3. Carroll was a 3-1 winner over Boone. Clark of Osceola beat Southwest Valley in baseball 17-7. Coon Rapids Baird was a winner over Guthrie Center 10-2. In nine innings, Denison Schleswig got past Trainer 10-9. It was Exira EHK, over Adair Casey 17-6. IKM Manning beating Avoca AHST 6-4 in baseball. Other scores include in six innings, Lennox over East Union 12-2. Lewis Central over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 12-11. Madrid downing West Central Valley of Stewart 8-1. Missouri Valley was a 5-3 winner over Logan Magnolia in baseball action Wednesday. Also, Otobold Arthur BCIG beat Ottawa West Monona 15-4. It was Orion Magsburg downing Stanton 16-0. Southeast Polk was a 15-1 winner over Creston. Underwood beat Tri-Center 12-5. And Van Meter downed Earlham 17-1. In Major League Baseball, Interaction Play, a game you might have heard on KJAN Wednesday evening, it was Tampa Bay beating St. Louis 6-3. Also in interleague play, Texas was a 6-0 winner over Miami. Houston beat Arizona 5-1. In the AL, it was Kansas City over Cleveland 4-1. Minnesota beating Toronto 7-2. Baltimore was a 6-0 winner over Boston. Also in the AL, the White Sox were an 8-2 winner over Detroit. Oakland beat the LA Angels 7-1. The Yankees were a 4-2 winner over Seattle. In National League play, Pittsburgh doubled up on the Cubs 4-2. It was Philadelphia over San Diego 3-zip. Cincinnati beating the LA Dodgers 5-0. Milwaukee was a 3-1 winner over the Mets. Colorado beat the Atlanta Braves 8-2. And it was Washington over San Francisco by a score of 6-2. In Major League Baseball news, Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright returned to St. Louis Wednesday for tests on his sore right elbow, although the team is optimistic the situation isn't serious. Wainwright became the NL's first 9-game winner by pitching 7 innings in last night's 1-0 win at Tampa Bay. That would have been for Tuesday night. Wainwright had elbow ligament surgery 4 years ago, but Cardinals manager Mike Matheny said the discomfort was on the other side of the elbow. Iowa defensive back Nico Law is leaving the program after being arrested and charged with disorderly conduct last weekend in Iowa City. Hawkeyes coach Kirk Ferentz said on Wednesday that Law has decided to transfer. Law would have been a senior this fall. He competed for the top spot at strong safety with incumbent starter John Loudermilk during spring practice. Law played in 13 games last season and made 5 tackles, although his role was likely to expand in 2014. In football news, in college football, LSU starting safety Jalen Mills has been indefinitely suspended from the football team after the junior's arrest on a battery charge early Wednesday morning. A probable cause document states that a woman says Mills punched her in the mouth on May 4th in his apartment. She says that she fell to the ground and was briefly unconscious. In NFL news, Tony Scheffler is retiring from the NFL. Scheffler told the Associated Press that having 3 concussions over the past 4 years had a lot to do with his choice. Scheffler had 258 receptions for more than 3,200 yards and 22 touchdowns in his 8-year career. The Detroit Lions released Scheffler in October. He later had workouts with Chicago and Kansas City and says there was moderate interest in him as a free agent this offseason. Denver drafted Scheffler in the second round in 2006 out of Western Michigan and traded him 4 years later to Detroit. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for your complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.